There's Kelly Murphy.
Morning.
And there's Victoria Nichols.
All right.
She's just back from Italy, everybody. What happened over there with your car when you ran out of petrol?
Oh, this is funny, lads. We stopped in a petrol station. We had, you know, a hire car.
Mm-hmm.
And we stopped at the petrol station to fill it up. And Owen and I were... Well, Owen was trying mainly to open the fuel cap. Is it a fuel cap?
It's a fuel door.
It's called a fuel door.
Yeah.
And it's one of those ones that you push and it pops out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it just wouldn't pop out. And Owen was like, I've been putting petrol in this car for the last kind of 4 or 5 days or whatever. And it's not opening. Uh-oh. I don't know why. So then the Italian assistant, you know, they have the assistants that put the petrol in for you there.
They have forecourt attendants over there.
Yeah, they do,
bring them back. We need them.
So this guy came over anyway and he didn't have any English, and Owen was trying to explain to him, we can't open the fuel cap. Can you give us a hand? So the two lads were there and they were trying everything. Meantime, Tom needed the toilet. So I took him into the petrol station, took him to the toilet, came back out. And at this stage, there was another Italian lad. So two Italian lads and Owen standing around, scratching their heads, looking at this fuel cap.
And the Italian guys are giving it all the errands.
I've no idea why it's not working. Yeah, exactly. In Italian. And I came back anyway with Tom, put him in the car, went up to the fuel cap, pressed it and it popped out. And it was the funniest scene. There was two Italian guys with their hands up in
Mamma
the air
mia.
Saying to Owen in Italian, how the hell did she just come out of that petrol station, pop it once and it opened and we couldn't do it, three lads. So we got a bit of a laugh out of that, I have to say now.
Vic was telling us this story at the beginning of the show this morning, and straight away we got a message from Cian, and he said, check out this fella. He's from down West Cork direction. I think, is he Bandon direction?
I think so, yeah.
He goes on his TikTok. He's 2% Italian, 98% Cork.
2%.
2% Italian. But he likes to pretend that he's Italian.
Yeah, he does.
And his name is Dominic.
Buongiorno! Ciabatta. 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 Ciao bella. Quale vuoi? Perfetto. Mamma mia!
That's him making a sandwich, by the way. 2% Italian.
He's basically just reading the Dolmio jar. That's what he's doing.
And then we get this message.
Hi guys, this is Dave Quillen here from Bandon. Just on the way home from work after a night shift, and I just heard you played my nephew's video, Dom Quillen. The 2% Italian and the 50% car. Lads, I swear to God, that was brilliant. He made my morning going home from work. That's my nephew, Dominic. He's class.
No.
Dominic is not Italian. Dominic is Irish.
But you see, this is what I'm all excited about, because his name is Dominic, all right? His name is Dominic, the Corkonian.
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la la la, la 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 la.
Free card, Calvin Harrison, blessings, 10 past 7. Honest to God, he could fart into a bucket and turn it into a hit, that fella. Talent.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
All right, 3 days until the All-Ireland Camogie Final. Our ladies are heading to Dublin to take on Galway.
Yeah.
They're going for 3 in a row. They are an incredible, incredible group of people. Amy O'Connor.
Yeah, there's a really good band there. And I think the biggest thing about us is we've a good spread of players. You know, there's a number of girls that would be over 30. There's a number of us in the middle, kind of mid to late 20s. And then you've the younger girls as well. So we've a really good group. And I think Cork Camogie have done a really good job at maybe getting one or two minors every year into the panel and getting them a bit more experience.
So. Brilliant. Is it going to be shorts or skirts, though, girls? What are we doing for the All-Ireland?
I think they can choose, can't they, now?
It's their choice, which is brilliant. I can't even believe that was a thing.
It was a thing, yeah.
It was a thing. Okay, 3 days to go. Turn Cork red. Get those flags back out for the ladies, all right? 8 days until the Premier League kicks off as well. I need to talk to Rory about fantasy football, because I'm thinking about doing it this year. I don't know how it works.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Fantasy football, you pick loads of players from different teams and you build a team, and then you score points every week and you can win a fortune on it.
That's quite cool.
I don't know. I'll be useless at this. But anybody doing fantasy football, can you let me know? How does it work? 0868104106. 15 days until the Leave Insert results are out, everyone. For those of you waiting for those, and there's 140 sleeps until Christmas. Just saying. Today is International Cat Day.
Okay.
All right.
Have you got a cat? Have you ever had a cat?
We had cats. When I was growing up, we had cats everywhere.
Yeah.
Mom is a big cat lady.
Yeah. You're a dog man, aren't
Dogs
you?
Dogs all the way.
Yeah.
Cats, when they come home, I always say this, they're looking at you plotting your death.
They're
plotting your death.
You never quite know what's going on with a cat, do you?
No, they just want you to move out. They want to take the house off you.
They do,
That's it.
They're waiting for the inheritance.
I get you into court now. Anyway, cat people, I'm sure you...
This is your day.
Are they affectionate? Are cats... Are they selfish or affectionate? I know they kind of rub up against you. Is that just for themselves or are they actually showing a bit of love?
That's just an itch. They have an itch.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, if you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with David Duchovny.
Oh. Him is the X-Files.
X-Files fame.
I'm going to guess.
With himself and... Mulder and Scully get it on? Do they?
Yeah. What was Gillian Anderson?
Gillian Anderson. Did they? Were they with each other in the show?
I'm not sure. They're definitely not with each other now.
They had a bit of nanu nanu at some stage. I think so. He's 65 today.
I was going to say 62. Okay, go on.
And you celebrate with Charlize Theron as well.
She's gorgeous. I'd say she is. She's 51.
Yeah. She's 50. Oh, geez, I better get her. Something like that. I don't
know. All right. He's just making up, lads.
I've lost the sheet. Hold on. She's 50. Sorry, Charlize.
I was a year off.
And on this day in 1954, Johnny Cash married Vivian in St. Anne's Catholic Church in Memphis. Do you know that he used to work in Dublin Zoo?
Johnny Cash?
Yeah.
What was his job?
He used to walk the lines.
Oh, God. I walked into that one.
I love this story coming out of North Carolina in America. A woman was having huge arguments with her husband because he was spending so much money on scratchies.
Oh, yeah.
Every time he'd go in and put some gas in the tank, there's Johnny Cash again. He'd buy a load of scratchies.
Right.
And she was like, stop it. Just stop. And to prove her point, she went in. She said, I'm going to buy a load of them. She won £1 million.
Oh, she didn't. The irony.
Sitting in the car while they were filling up with petrol. She had a scratch. She won £1 million exactly on the ticket.
Oh, so, wow.
Listen to your husband.
That's quite the story, yeah.
Margot Robbie's in the papers this morning. She's in talks over another huge role in the remake of a cult classic. The Attack of the 50-Foot Woman.
That was in my VIPs.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I was actually going to say to you, I've got good news for you, because you're quite quite fond of her, aren't you?
Oh, geez.
They're going to turn her into someone who's 50 foot, which is right up
that
your
means
street.
That means I can ask her for a slow dance.
Yeah. You can get the score.
Will you dance with me?
Get the shift. You're 50 foot now. Let's have a shift.
Let's go for it. And what else have I got? Oh, yes, if you're in the dairy business, listen up to this one. Studies are now proven, science has proven, that if you've got cattle at home and you've got dairy cows, if you want to produce more milk, don't play country music to them.
Oh.
Cows hate country. It's the rhythm and the tempo. They want classical music. Classical music could improve your is it a yield? I don't know. What's the term for
I don't
for,
know. You're the Mayo
your
man.
Stock by up to 15%. So nice, gentle in the parlor. A little bit of classical music. They hate country songs.
I didn't know that.
But they haven't heard this. The greatest.
And also, how do people know that?
Well, there's science, so you just have to trust them. Don't they? They've done some sort of research. Played them a load of tunes. Now, I wonder what would happen if you played them this country song, the greatest country song of all time.
Is that the drop "Kick Me Jesus Through the Goalposts of Life"?
That's the second greatest country song.
Right, sorry.
I got home and the door was locked, and I tried to ring the bell. I found a little bitty note that she had wrote, telling me to go to hell.
Go to hell!
I crawled in the window, I got inside, she kicked me in the balls, and then I cried. Called me a name, said I lied, kicked me again, and I thought I died. Took my clothes, set them on fire, and hit me with her curling iron. I tried to block it with my watch, and then she kicked me in the crotch again. Yeah, today's the day my wife met my girlfriend.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
That's the sport with Simply Suits.
What do you know about fantasy football?
Not a lot. I'm very, very bad at it.
Oh, I thought you were handy. Someone around the building said that, if you want to know about it, talk to Roar.
I go all guns blazing for the first week thinking going to win it. Then my team is rubbish and I just forget about it.
So you have what you have got to do, because Premier League is coming back. You got to pick your team.
You got to pick your team.
Is it just 11 and get you allowed
11
subs?
And your substitutes, yeah. And okay. Then you got to pick your team week on week. You can make changes, all that kind of crack.
Can I have 11 strikers?
No.
No. Okay.
And you can only have certain amount of players from certain teams, and you've got a budget to adhere to.
I thought you'd be good at that now, Casey.
I've never done it, but like all my friends are on it and they said you can make actually some nice money if you do
it. I don't know, Rory's not selling it to me there now.
Ask ChatGPT to pick your team.
Oh. Really?
That'll
do nicely.
Yeah. Are you going to give it a lash, Casey?
I'll give it a lash, Jack. I don't know what I'm doing, but let's go for it.
Let's do it for the laugh.
Okay, incoming. I'll get back to you. I'll let you know how much money.
I won't see you now for like 3 days.
How much I've lost. Yes, all the stars of Cork were out last night at Mahon Point at the launch and the premiere of a very special film that has been put together and recorded here in Cork. It's called Christy. Have you heard about Christy, lads? Christy is based on Brendan Canty's short film of the same name and follows a 17-year-old who, after getting thrown out of his foster home, and he moves in with his older half-brother in Cork, and it's opening in Cork on the 29th of August. Rave reviews about this.
Yeah, I'd say it's going to be really, really good.
Brendan's a bit of a genius at this crack.
He's very famous, isn't he?
He's very, very well respected across the whole industry. He was the man, actually, correct me if I'm wrong, he directed Take Me to Church by Hosier.
Such a good video.
In a field in Ballincollig.
That got like a billion views on YouTube.
Oh, ridiculous.
Oh, it's such a good music video.
Brendan gets a euro for every view, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's rolling in it.
Is that how it works?
That's how it works, yeah.
Anyway, Danny Power's in there. There's Chris Wally from The Young Offenders is in there. The cast is amazing. But as special as the film is, Christy, August 29th when it's coming out, is the soundtrack.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, look
at this.
That's
a lovely looking album, all right, isn't it?
Christy, music from the motion picture. Now, what's really special about this is our own Stevie G has a mix on it.
Yeah.
The cabin crew are involved.
Oh, yes.
They were performing last night at the premiere, weren't they?
They were. I saw Jamie giving it socks and all the whole crew were there doing... I doubt it. So well done to everyone involved in that. You've Isaac Nelson, you've Reraw, you have Merle, you've a whole host of incredible acts all on this very special piece of work.
Wow.
This is the vinyl. If you're watching this now on Instagram or Facebook, what I need you to do is underneath the comments, I want you to tag someone whose name begins with the letter C.
Yeah.
All right, do that now. I will do a draw and we'll send one of you out. I've got two of these beautiful vinyls to give away, okay? So best of luck, everybody. Just do that now and support that. I think it's going to be really good. It's a special film.
Do you have any idea what you've thrown away, boy? You're never going to get a foster home like that again.
You're Shane's brother, aren't you?
I am, yeah. Christy.
Where'd you get the chain?
It was Mam's.
Unbelievable technique. You must have been watching Mary Poppins, are you?
Hello and welcome to Am I Weird?
We do this every now and then. We've all got little things that we do that if we told our friends about it, they'd go, "Yeah, you're a weirdo." But what are those little things that we all get up to? You know, it might be something you do, you know, at home, at night, in the car. It might be food related. Or it might be just clothes or things that you like to watch. Right, Rory?
Yeah. Good evening.
And good morning. Am I weird like this?
Am I weird that I love watching the smoke coming out of the chimney when the fire has just been lit?
No,
that's not weird. That's a normal thing.
So you light the fire and then you go outside and sit in the lawn and look at the chimney.
Oh, actually,
get the chair, get a cup of tea, look up at the smoke.
Freezing cold. I should be inside beside the fire.
You're right, it is weird.
But what is that? What's going on there?
There's something soothing about a fire.
It's very soothing.
Smoke, yeah.
Am I weird? When I finish a journey, I say thank you to my car, kiss me hand, and tap the bonnet with it.
You do you, boo. You know what I mean?
So, does anybody else thank their car?
And give your car a fist bump afterwards.
Yeah.
I think that's really cute. I might start doing that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, car.
It's not Kit from Knight Rider. Like, no. He's not going to talk back to you.
I like it. It's like you're just showing a bit of respect and a bit of love for your vehicle. Yeah. People love their cars.
I would quite often tap the top of my dashboard when I'm driving along to kind of say, thanks, car, you're doing a great job.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
get me to work. That's a similar thing, is it?
Yeah. Am I weird? I eat the icing, but not the bun. on a key.
A lot of people do that.
We've all been there, kid.
It's like the bun doesn't hit you with enough sugar.
The bun's just basically bread, like, you know. Really,
that's it,
that.
Exactly. It, you know. Am I weird? I tell the dog to sit on my feet when I'm watching TV, from Nikki.
No, free hot water bottle.
Oh, it's to keep her feet warm.
It is, that's it, yeah.
That's actually a good idea.
Am I weird? I still have an old blanket rag from when I was a baby. I'm 26, from Saoirse.
Oh, no, that's not weird.
I still have my teddy bears from when I was a kid.
What are they called? A lot of people have sort of childhood blankets, and they wrap it around their hand and they go to bed sucking their thumb. Yeah. Is it called a gully rag?
But you do see kids dragging them around, don't you? Did you have anything like that when you were a kid?
I did teddy, but I burnt the leg off him because I threw him in the fire. But I kept him.
Oh my God, Casey.
Yeah, yeah. His leg was all kind of cremated.
But
I kept him.
Do you still have him now?
He's probably in the attic somewhere.
I want
at
you
home.
To bring him in. I want to have a look at the damage that you did.
Oh yeah.
I used to have a satin ribbon and I used to wrap it around both my fingers and slide it along my bottom lip and tut.
Sorry, what?
Sorry, go on, say that again.
Can we just...
I know, yeah.
You're on the radio, Vic.
It was a satin ribbon, right? You know, on a satin ribbon, there's a kind of a coarse side and there's a silky side. So yeah. I used to wrap it around my fingers and I used to slide the silky side.
You used to floss your teeth with a ribbon?
No, my lip. Floss my lip. And I used to tut while I was doing it like this.
You're polishing your lips.
Now, that is weird, isn't it? I know, yeah.
Rory.
I like watching the washing machine go round and round and round.
Oh, God, you're not three, Ro. Come on.
Like,
my six-year-old does that.
I put on a load of clothes and I would, like, sit there for 5 minutes just to make sure all the clothes get wet.
You know.
Just to make sure. And you'd be kind of worried about that one sock that's going around that hasn't got any water yet. And I will sit, like, my wife has caught me, like, staring at the washing machine.
So can you show me now? Go down in your sit in the position, your washing machine position right now for me. There you go. Cross your... Look at him.
He's doing it.
He's in the kind of meditative pose. Lads, he's got his legs crossed. And his face is in the door.
He's making the movements of the washing machine with his hands.
And sometimes I have a cup of tea when I'm doing it.
There's something very soothing about it, though.
Absolutely.
And childlike.
It's the whirring noise, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Am I weird because...
Okay, let's guess this weirdness. It's right. Food related.
Okay.
Okay, go on.
When I have shepherd's pie for dinner, I put it into a sandwich with bread and butter. That's how I eat it then.
Ooh.
That's gorgeous. We've all done that. Surely, we've all done that.
I've never had a shepherd's pie sandwich.
You've got to get a shepherd's pie sandwich then.
Told her she was putting something strange in the sandwich.
That doesn't sound too bad.
A stew sandwich as well.
Oh. But it's only potato and savoury mince and bread, so it's not...
Loads of butter on the bread. A little bit of cheese maybe.
Oh, good Lord.
Are you two going home to make that for your dinner?
Yes, we are.
Come here, come over to my house. I'll make you shepherd's pie. We can sit and look at the washing machine. This is Red FM Morning Guy.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times.
There we go. What have we got, Vic?
Okay, Tina Knowles, Beyonce's mother, has revealed that Beyonce tells her off quite a lot because she feels that she overshares family moments on social media. So she's obviously posting photographs and bits and bobs of her family, yeah, as grannies do.
Beyonce sitting down having the fry with curlers in her hair on a Sunday morning. Mam, will you stop?
I know. You see, that's the problem, isn't it? If you're Beyonce, then you don't want people to see too much of your private life. But at the same time, she is just a nanny as well.
Mm.
Not Beyonce. Tina.
Tina, yeah.
She's just a nanny. And I know, my nannies love to share. They're just so proud.
Yeah.
They just love to share pictures of their kids and their grandkids. And that's the way it goes. What do you think?
She's scolding her over putting up too much on her own social.
On her own socials.
So Tina, yeah. Tina Knowles on Instagram. Is she on there now? Is she?
Yes, she is on there, yeah. But
That's a real Cork mam's name, isn't it?
Tina Knowles.
Tina Knowles.
I never thought of that.
Come on, Tina.
I never thought of that. You're right, isn't it?
My sister and my brother Sonny was great at the old singing.
She appeared on the Sibling Rivalry, Revelry podcast that's hosted by Kate Hudson. And basically, Kate asked her about the experience of seeing her granddaughters Blue and Rumi joining their mother on stage at the recent Cowboy Carter tour shows. And she said she was so proud. And then she revealed that Beyonce tells her off for sharing too much.
I can't find her account.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she...
It could be Facebook. But it's social media anyway. So, yeah, listen, you know, that's the way it goes.
I know.
I'm quite private on social media.
Mm-hmm.
But I know a lot of people just love to share those little moments. And it is lovely for people to see, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's like it depends on what you're putting up. I think if someone's getting a bit, if funny stuff happens at home with my kids all the time, and sometimes I need to go back and go, what's that thing you did? Will you do it again?
Would you ask for their permission before you post it?
Oh yeah, always, especially with Caleb.
Because I think that's important, isn't it? If you say, listen, I'd love to post this, is it all right with you if I post it?
See,
you
know? he's the only one that will let me post pictures of him on socials.
Because
the girls now are in their own zone.
Yeah.
And parents are idiots, and I want nothing to do with you or your socials, okay? I've got my own TikTok thing going on.
Yeah.
Let me build my own brand and leave me alone.
You're just embarrassing,
you
Dad.
You old embarrassing fart. Go away. And don't. I'm not taking photographs with you. And by the way, when you're picking me up from school, can you park 6 miles away, please?
Oh, no. Are you serious?
That's that kind of crack, yeah.
But Caleb will still let you. Oh,
I've got about 2 years before he turns on
me
as well.
Metallica have their eyes on the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show.
Is it going to happen or is it hopeful?
Well, they have their eyes on it. There's also a lot of talk about a residency at the Las Vegas Sphere. I was reading about that over the weekend, but now it's definitely they have their eyes on the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show. Now, I know that you would love to see that, wouldn't you?
Now, Metallica are coming to Croke Park and they've decided to sell. They're doing two nights. So you have to buy tickets for both nights.
Oh.
Apparently, because on night one, they do a completely different set list to night two.
That's cool.
They've got so many songs. And I don't know if it's Metallica fans, is it compulsory you have to buy two tickets or can you just go to one individual show? So I think you have to get the two of them.
I love that concept. Yeah. Has anybody ever done that before?
I don't think so.
That sounds pretty fresh and new to me, but that's a really good way.
When you have that much music,
so that's what it is.
And you want your fans to see.
How long have they been going for?
Oh, I'd say, Metallica, 89, 90
okay.
Maybe. The Black Album was 92, I think.
Okay.
Which is one of arguably one of the greatest rock albums of all time.
Do you think they are a little bit too niche for the Super Bowl halftime show?
They might be.
That would be my feeling.
Yeah, they've rarely put on big rock acts. It's always kind of leaning on the kind of poppier urban stuff.
It is.
So
I don't know if I know, like, I probably know a few of their songs, but you'd probably have to go through a list of them for me to go, oh yeah, I know that one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So are they a bit too niche? Wait and see. We'll see if that happens. Sophie Ellis-Bextor, do you ever do something in your life and you know that it's going to come back and bite you on the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
Sophie Ellis-Bextor says that's exactly what's happened with one of her hits. She's just been appearing on the latest episode podcast of Where There's a Will, There's a Wake. And she revealed that she has a few regrets about certain songs she released because she knows what's going to happen one day.
I used to always say, I cannot possibly die in a nightclub because my death would immediately become a joke. Then I realised it doesn't matter how I die, that joke will be made. Because someone will say, did you hear that he died? And the other person will say, was it murder on the dance floor? And I cannot escape that now.
Exactly. It's the same for her.
Oh, no.
And French footballer Zinedine Zidane.
Oh.
Because when he dies, someone is going to go, there was murder on Zidane's floor.
Oh, God.
Let's go. With McDonald's, enjoy a delicious sausage and egg McMuffin served until 11 a.m.
Am I weird? Because when I fart in bed, I stick my head underneath the covers. I don't know, maybe it's just me.
Am I weird because I can't be in the same room as a running, walking microwave?
Am I weird because I love dipping my chips in my ice cream? It's so delicious, you should try it.
Am I weird? I eat vanilla ice cream with scooping it up with chili Doritos.
Mm-hmm. Am I weird? I don't like cheese so much that when I actually order pizza, I'll order without the cheese. Now, is that weird or what?
No, that's my daughter does the same thing, can't hack the cheese.
When I was in Italy, they had in the supermarket fresh pizzas and you go in and they chop it up for you and they had one with just the tomato sauce and a few herbs on the top.
Okay.
So it's obviously a thing.
A lot of people are getting back just called, no, it's not called a gully. You know when you've got a blankie?
Oh yeah, blankie.
It's just called a blankie.
Yeah, where'd you get gully from?
They were called gullies up in Mayo.
Were they?
Yeah, there was like, it's your little gully. I don't know where it comes
from.
There's a link to somewhere. Yeah.
Good morning. One of my kids had such a blanket. It was known as his manky blankie because it was manky.
They just kind of...
You have to wash them though, you see.
Yeah.
You have to sneak them off when they're asleep.
But
wash
they're
them.
So old that they just kind of... They disintegrate into just
fibres. But
that's
what's cute about them, you see.
Yeah. So you're left with this... You've got
it's
this...
like dirty old
dirty
rag.
Oil rag.
Yeah.
You know.
Probably germ-ridden. However, he's grown up to be a fine, strong, healthy man. And I used to cut it... I had to cut it in four so that I could wash it alternately. And he always had one, thinking it was the same one.
So
you always say that about teddy bears.
This is the best advice I can give you if you're bringing kids into the world. Identify the teddy that your child loves, the one they bring everywhere, and buy 70 versions of that and have it in the attic.
That's great advice.
They'll throw it out windows, it'll fall down toilets, it'll be thrown into fires, and the nuclear meltdown that comes with that.
Oh, stop, lads.
Always have a backup. Yeah. But you know what the little beauties do?
You have to stop yourself.
They won't. Sometimes they won't accept the substitute.
That's because they know it's a new one and it's not the original.
Doesn't smell the
yeah,
same. I don't know.
Oh,
anyway,
lads.
Am I weird? Any more of those for me, please?
I got one from Erin here, lads. Am I weird when I order onion rings from a takeaway? I only eat the batter.
Oh, you leave the onion?
Yeah.
That's strange. Yeah. That is strange.
It is, yeah.
Can you just ask them? Can you just order batter?
Just
no, you can't. You
need rings of batter, please. Yeah.
Where did you find this fella?
This is Jay.
Jay! This is Jay's Am I Weird? You know, we're asking you, Kelly, about things that are...
things that are weird, yeah.
Personal and private. Have you any of them? Is there anything you
find it hard to think of some. You know what is it weird that I don't like ASMR? It's all over my...
Oh, yeah.
TikTok, you know.
When somebody kind of whispers it.
Oh, stop. I don't like it, guys. It's so weird. And the tapping, it's annoying.
Yeah.
I find that really cozy.
No, I kind of agree with Kelly. It is a bit odd.
Yeah, it's huge on YouTube.
I know, yeah.
Like, it's just... Well, I don't want any background noises ever.
Yeah.
Oh, stop. No. Why did I do this strange to myself?
Okay, so how do you feel about licking dry towels? Do you see what I mean? It's a sensory thing. Okay. Vic gone under the desk.
She's nearly gotten sick.
It's a sensory thing, so. That's what the problem is.
I never want a furry tongue.
She's back.
What? I mean, from the towel. From the towel.
Guess who's back? We missed you.
From the towel.
Vic is back. Tell a friend.
I never want to lick anything furry. It's the weirdest sensation.
Or are you talking?
Why? You
actually hop, skip and jump into it.
That was it. We were talking about the sensation of the towel.
Have a listen to Jay.
Listen to Jay.
Am I weird or what? I used to love wearing duffel coats in primary school so I could suck the dye out of the sleeve.
Jay, not only are you weird, you are the winner of Am I Weird forever and ever and ever.
With Casey, love waking up in Cork.
Imagine begging your mother to buy you another duffel coat.
Mom, I'm after sucking the dye out of me coat. I need a new one. Jay is very happy about winning.
Win out chicken dinner. Jay is the winner for sucking the dye. Yeah, baby. Thank you so much. It's made my day. Happy days in the school. Sucking the blue out of the duffel coat.